The Gemara in Daf Zayin Amud Aleph says that if you you have a sukkah, which is like a mavoi, you only have two walls, and then you have a lechi, that if you make it into a sukkah, it will be kosher on Shabbos of sukkahs, because migu the habi daifin lin in Shabbos, habi daifin lin in sukkah. Once it's a wall for Shabbos, it'll be a wall for sukkahs as well. So in other words, you really only have two walls over here. You don't have the shlishus of a tafach, you only have a lechi. And during the rest of the sukkahs, this sukkah is pasul, because you only have two walls. But on Shabbos of sukkahs, it's kosher, because since on Shabbos, this wall has the lechi is considered a wall, it's considered a rishus yachid, we say migu. Migu, that it's a wall. Gabi Shabbos, who then it's going to be considered a wall Gabi sukkah, even though normally we don't consider that a wall for sukkah. So you have this unique case where this sukkah will only be kosher on Shabbos of sukkahs. The rest of the days, it's going to be pasul. Comes along Dor Shash and he asks a gemar de kakashi. He says there's a gemar later on. And Daf Chav Gimel, the Gemara says Adin, that a sukkah is only kosher if it's roi l'shiva. Sukkah is only kosher if it's roi to be a sukkah for all 7 days of sukkah. So, for example, the Gemara says in the case of the Mishnah, where you have a sukkah which is on top of a tree, so it's pasul on Yom Tov, obviously, because you're not allowed to climb a tree on Yom Tov. But Zok the Gemara, it's not only pasul on Yom Tov, it's even pasul during the week, even during Chol HaMoed, because it's not roi l'shiva. Once the sukkah can't be used on every single day of sukkahs, then it's not a sukkah at all. And since it can't be used on Shabbos or Yom Tov, it's pasul for the rest of the days as well. So, factor Rashash. So why is this sukkah good over here, the mavui? It's only a kosher daifin on Shabbos of sukkahs, because then we have the migu. But the rest of sukkahs, you don't have a migu. The rest of sukkahs, you only have two walls and it's pasul. But once it's not kosher for all of sukkahs, it shouldn't be kosher for Shabbos as well, because it's not roi l'shiva. So what's the pshat? How could Limar say that this sukkah on top of a mavui, sach on top of a mavui, will be kosher? And the Rashash says a Gemara Keteres, he says a very nice svara. He says that's Ashver, because the Migu will go for help you for that as well. The same way the Migu says that you could use this Lechi, even though it's Bechlal not considered a Daifin for Sukkah, for Hilcha Sukkah, but once it's a Daifin for Shabbos, we could use it for Sukkah as well through the Migu. So the Migu could also override this Psul of not being right L'Shiva. Since by Shabbos it is a good daifin, and we don't care whether not being Rei L'Shiva, who then will be a good migu for sukkahs as well, even though it's not Rei L'Shiva, and it's a kal v'chaymer. If the migu could turn a non-mechitza into a mechitza, it could surely turn a mechitza, which has a side psul of not Rei L'Shiva, into a mechitza, into a daifin, which is good. That's the teretz of the Rashash. Now, l'chay, the Rashash is a pella, as Rav Kolevsky asked on him, it's brought down in the Sefer and Siman Tesvav. He said it's not a tzushtal. He says it's not the pshat that a migu has this kach to override psulim. It's not like a bulldozer that could just plow through psulim and say anything which is a psul is not a problem when it's on Shabbos. The migu is addressing a very specific issue. You have something which al tilcha sukkah is not considered a daifin. It's not a proper mechitza. But when it comes to Shabbos, it is a proper mechitza. So on Shabbos of sukkahs, we could say that once it's considered a mechitza for Shabbos, we could bring that over to sukkah as well and consider it a mechitza legabe sukkah. When you're dealing with a side psul of any Rei L'Shiva, which has nothing to do with Hilchas Mechitza, it's nothing to do with Shabbos, that's a side psul, so the Migu can't take away that psul. It's not going to just take away a psul just because it's kosher for Shabbos. Shabbos, there is no din Rei L'Shiva, it has nothing to do with it at all. All the Migu could do is turn a Shabbos Dika Mechitza into a Sukkah Dika Mechitza, but when you're dealing with a psul that goes beyond Mechitzas, there's no reason why the Migu should override that. So it seems to be a very Yisadis Dika Shail over here. How this Migu works is the Migu just be able to turn the Mechitza, a non-sukkah deka mechitza, into a mechitza, or could it even override other psulim? And once it has a shem mechitza gabe Shabbos, it's automatically a mechitza for sukkahs, even though you have other psulim over there which have nothing to do with hilchas mechitzas.